We're a year into the $1.5 trillion tax cut, and business has done what with the money? It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 29th of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Stocks ended the day mixed. We'll share what happened. Apple reported their fourth quarter numbers today after the bell. Chinese investors in U.S. real estate are selling out, and we'll share why. Gold is making a comeback. Does that mean the gold guys can't be far behind? Drugstores are changing big time, and we'll have that story. Those stories in a two-part conversation about what Dr. Chris Draper calls velocity economics. What is it? Well, think of supply-side economics only upside down. Important stuff you don't want to miss. Hang in there with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me there as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into it, shall we? The National Association of Business Economics has just released a study that tells us the $1.5 trillion tax cut enacted last year for business has done little to nothing when it comes to corporations hiring more people or expanding. Now, if you remember correctly, that was the promise. The promise was that they would. The study found that while some companies reported accelerating investments because of lower corporate taxes, 84% of respondents said they had not changed plans. And that compares to 81% in the previous survey published back in October. The White House had predicted that the massive fiscal stimulus package, marked by the reduction of the corporate tax rate to 21% from 35%, would boost business spending and job growth. The lower tax rates, however, had an impact in the goods-producing sector, with 50% of the respondents from that sector reporting increased investments at their companies, and 20% saying they've redirected hiring and investments to the United States from abroad. What did happen all across the board was that corporations continued to buy back their stock and increase investor return and increase salaries of corporate CEOs. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to visit with Dr. Chris Draper, the author of Velocity Economics, and yeah, we're going to be talking about this tax cut and the economy. Well, Wall Street ended the day mixed as the Dow eked out a gain of 51 points, but the NASDAQ dropped by 57 points and the S&P 500 was off by 4 points. This happens to be the busiest week of the current earnings session. When the dust settles, more than 100 companies in the S&P 500 will have posted their quarterly results. More than 70% of the companies that have reported have beaten analyst expectations so far. 3M was one of the companies that posted better than expected earnings today, sending its stock up 1% before the bell. Allergan, Verizon, and Biogen also posted stronger than forecast profits, but their shares fell. Pfizer shares gained 0.4% on earnings. We'll have all the numbers in just a bit. Apple released their numbers after the market closed today, and Tim Cook said sales for its fiscal second quarter would most likely be lower than Wall Street expected. That's a signal that it continues to face weak demand for its iPhones, especially in China, the world's biggest smartphone market. For the quarter ending in December, Apple's busiest due to the holiday shopping season, Apple reported revenue of $84.3 billion. That's slightly above analysts' average estimate of $84 billion. Apple warned in early January that the quarter's sales would miss targets it gave back in November. Apple reported earnings per share of $4.18 for the December quarter, compared with Wall Street's average estimate of $4.17. Cook said that he was optimistic that the United States and China can resolve trade tensions that have weighed on the Chinese economy. Speaking of China, today we learned that Chinese investors are offloading U.S. real estate at a frenzied pace. Insurers, conglomerates, and other investors from mainland China were net sellers of $854 million worth of U.S. commercial property in the fourth quarter. That marked the third straight quarter Chinese investors sold more U.S. property than they bought, the first time ever these investors have been sellers for that long a stretch. The turnabout last year reflects an effort by the Chinese government to stabilize its currency, reduce corporate debt, and help arrest the country's economic slowdown by clamping down on certain overseas investments. Some Chinese developers, now facing tighter credit conditions at home, have tried to raise money instead by selling some of their U.S. properties. Simmering trade and political tension between Washington and Beijing has also made the U.S. a less hospitable place to invest for Chinese firms. Well, if this keeps up, we'll soon be seeing the gold guys back on cable TV. Today, gold futures finished higher for a third straight session. Why? Well, it seems to be a haven from geopolitical risks. Gold's continued climb up comes on the first day of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting that's likely to signal a central bank that appears inclined to dial back a seemingly aggressive path of rate increases. That's a potentially bullish development for precious metal prices that don't offer a yield. Trading volume was mostly split among the two most active gold contracts. Gold for February delivery on COMEX climbed by $5.80 or 0.5% to settle at $1,308.90 an ounce. April gold ended at $1,315.20. That was up $5.90 or also 0.5%. Both finished at their highest levels since June. How about dental services at your local drugstore? Yeah. CVS Health is running a pilot with Smile Direct Club to fit people for the startup's invisible braces in CVS drugstores. Walgreens, meanwhile, opened an Aspen dental office in one of its Florida stores with plans to open another one later this year. While these are small experiments for chains with about 10,000 stores each, they show how the drugstores are searching for new ways to draw customers inside. What's going on? As you know, people are shopping more online, and that's a problem for drugstores. So Walgreens and CVS are getting creative. Walgreens has already added FedEx and Sprint kiosks in some stores. It's also working with Birchbox to spruce up its beauty aisles. CVS, meanwhile, in November, closed a roughly $70 billion acquisition of health insurer Aetna and now plans to turn its pharmacies into health hubs. Once again, stocks closed mixed today as the Dow gained 51 points to close at 24,579. The NASDAQ dropped 57 points to 7028, and the S&P 500 was off by nearly 4 points to 2640. The issue? Continued reports of a global slowdown in the economy along with new problems with Venezuela. However, that little tiff has pushed oil prices higher across the board. Like we said, gold is up due to mounting geopolitical pressures. Oil gained $1.30 today to end the day at $53.29, and the 10-year T-note, well, it fell a bit, paying 2.71%. When we come back, part one of a two-part interview with author Chris Draper. Dr. Draper has just released his latest book called Velocity Economics. Think of it as the exact opposite of supply-side economics, which we'll also talk about. All that is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.